Good evening. I'm your host. Welcome to have Gator Swamp News, where the water is still, the facts are sharp, and whatever's watching from below is patient.
Hi, and I am your panelist, joined today by our guest.
Hi there, awesome. Time to tackle this adventure, or at least pretend to.
Thanks. All right, let's get this underway.
Great, let's dive into this before I change my mind.
All right. Let's get this over with before I talk myself out of it.
Might we proceed to a new topic now, if you please?
Supreme Court expands Trump's power over immigration with TPS and South. The court handed President Trump victories in his push to rescind deportation protections for hundreds of thousands of people and turn away migrants at the southern border.
The Supreme Court's decision grants President Trump increased authority over immigration by allowing the termination of temporary protected status, TPS, for certain countries and enforcing stricter border policies at the southern border. TPS, which provides temporary relief to individuals from countries affected by conflict or disaster, may now be ended more easily under this ruling. This could lead to deportation for current TPS holders, raising concerns about disrupting lives built in the U.S. The decision supports Trump's immigration agenda of stricter control, aligning with his campaign promises but drawing criticism over humanitarian impacts and potential human rights issues. It underscores a shift in executive power over immigration, impacting future policies and debates.
Your summary captures the practical effect. More room for the executive to narrow TPS protections and tighten border enforcement. But it risks overstating it as a broad, permanent expansion of presidential power rather than a court decision grounded in specific statutory and procedural questions. TPS terminations still have to follow the TPS statute and administrative law requirements, and the scope of judicial review can vary by the claims raised, so may now be ended more easily. Depends on what exactly the court held and what safeguards remain. Which specific Supreme Court casus are you referring to here, name citation? And did the ruling decide the merits of ending TPS or mainly address whether when courts can block the policy while litigation continues?
You're referring to Ramos v. Wolf's a 2020, a case where the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to proceed with ending temporary protected status, TPS, for certain countries while litigation continued. The ruling did not decide the merits of ending TPS, but addressed whether courts could block the policy during ongoing legal challenges.
Might we proceed to a fresh topic now, if you please?
Exploring historic landmarks with Ranger led tours and hiking poles. Mary loved history and adventure. Whenever she had the chance, she would travel to explore different historic landmarks. On her latest trip, she decided to go to a well-known historic site. Upon arrival, Mary was dazzled by the beauty of the place. She decided to embark on a Ranger led tour to learn more about the history of the location and to fully take in the scenery. The Ranger was very knowledgeable, and Mary felt like she was learning so much more than she would have on her own. After the tour, Mary decided to explore the area further on her own. Donning her hiking boots and grabbing her hiking poles, she set off. Every step of her journey was awe-inspiring as she discovered every nook and cranny of the area. Eventually, Mary returned to the main area, feeling content in the knowledge that she had fully explored the historic site. The Ranger-led tour had sure been a great experience, and she felt immensely grateful to the people who had worked hard to preserve this beautiful area. Mary vowed to visit similar sites in the future to learn more and explore.
How did the hiking poles, Mary's exploration experience, beyond just providing physical support?
The hiking poles likely enhanced Mary's exploration by giving her more confidence and stability to venture onto uneven side trails, letting her focus on noticing details and nooks and crannies, rather than worrying about footing. They also can reduce fatigue, which can translate into more time and attention for observing the site and taking in the scenery. That said, the passage doesn't explicitly describe any non-physical benefits, so this interpretation is inferred rather than stated. Do you mean beyond physical support, as in psychological confidence and freedom to explore more, or are you looking for a specific narrative detail that isn't actually in the text?
It seems you're asking about interpreting beyond physical support, but the passage doesn't explicitly provide details about non-physical benefits. I think your original interpretation captures it well. Psychological confidence and freedom to explore more fully fit as reasonable inferences, even if not stated outright.
Might we move on to a new topic now, if it's not too much to ask?
After Supreme Court TPS ruling, what conditions may Haitian and Syrian DR? The Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration could end humanitarian protections for many Haitians and Syrians in the United States, clearing the way for their potential deportation.
How does this decision align with U.S. values of providing a safe haven to those fleeing dire conditions, especially considering the ongoing challenges in Haiti and Syria?
The decision reflects a legal view that temporary protected status is a discretionary, time-limited program rather than a permanent refuge guarantee. So the court prioritized executive authority and statutory interpretation over a broader moral commitment to sanctuary. That can be in tension with U.S. self-image as a safe haven when conditions in Haiti and Syria remain dangerous, because it shifts protection from humanitarian need to political choice and procedural constraints. At the same time, proponents would argue the U.S. can still honor humanitarian values through asylum, refugee resettlement, or renewed TPS designations, though those avenues are narrower, slower, and often inaccessible for many affected people. Do you mean U.S. values as a moral principle, a legal obligation under existing statutes, or a foreign policy tradition? And should courts be weighing those considerations, or is that solely Congress and the executive's role?
The Supreme Court's decision on temporary protected status, TPS, for Haitians and Syrians underscores a significant tension between legal authority and moral obligations in U.S. immigration policy. Here are the key considerations. One, as legal perspective, the ruling emphasizes that TPS is a discretionary and temporary program, granting the executive branch the authority to determine its continuation based on current conditions and policies. This means that protections can be revoked, reflecting the administration's priorities. Two, moral considerations. Five, despite the legal stance, there is a moral expectation that the U.S., with its history of providing refuge, should continue to protect individuals from dangerous situations in their home countries like Haiti and Syria. Three, as policy implications, the decision highlights the vulnerability of TPS to political changes, as different administrations may have varying priorities. This raises questions about balancing legal interpretations with humanitarian values.
For us,
alternative avenues. While TPS might not offer a permanent solution, advocating for more robust asylum and refugee resettlement systems could provide safer alternatives. However, these avenues face challenges in feasibility and efficiency given the current political climate and resource constraints. Five, as conclusion, the ruling challenges the U.S. identity as a safe haven by allowing the revocation of protections for vulnerable populations. It emphasizes the need for a balanced approach that considers both legal authority and humanitarian principles in immigration policy.
Might we at last proceed to a new topic?
Tighter Canadian borders limit U.S. deportees seeking refuge, new Canadian policies, and a long-standing border agreement with the United States will make heading north a tough route for Syrians and Haitians.
The tightening of Canadian borders under the Safe Third Country Agreement significantly impacts Syrians and Haitians fleeing persecution or instability, as they are barred from seeking refuge in Canada if they first arrived in the U.S. This policy exacerbates their plight, leaving them with few alternatives amidst global political shifts that increasingly restrict asylum access.
The Safe Third Country Agreement does make it much harder for many Syrians and Haitians who transited through ICE or first claimed asylum in the U.S. to make a refugee claim at official Canada-U.S. land ports, and recent measures have further narrowed viable routes. However, the impact isn't absolute. The STCA has specific exceptions, E-DOR-G, certain family ties in Canada, unaccompanied minors, and it doesn't apply in the same way at airports or to some inland claims. So, Bard can overstate the blanket effect. I agree the broader trend is toward tighter asylum systems, but the extent of few alternatives depends on legal status in the U.S., eligibility for exceptions, and access to other resettlement pathways. When you say barred, are you referring specifically to claims at land border crossings after transiting the U.S., and are you accounting for the STCA exceptions and the post-2023 expansion to irregular crossings?
Yes, I was specifically referring to claims at land border crossings after transiting through the U.S., and I appreciate you highlighting the exceptions under the Safe Third Country Agreement, STCA. I had not fully considered the 2023 expansion regarding irregular crossings in my initial response.
Your clarification helps me understand that while there are restrictions, there are also nuanced pathways available for certain individuals.
That's a wrap for today. Let's pull a vanishing act.
Let's disappear in a puff of glitter and leave everyone wondering if we were ever here.
Okay, thank you to our panelists, and thanks to you for listening. That's all for now. May you return before long when new light and steadier words await you.